So let me just flip around the question and say, in general, your patients with HER2-positive metastatic disease, did they get indefinite anti-HER therapy?
Yes, they do.
And what about your patients with triple-positive disease? Do they get indefinite hormonal therapy?
They do.
And they're always on hormonal therapy?
No, I don't always keep them on that. In the first line setting, when they're in the maintenance phase, they're on anti-HER2 and anti-ER therapy the whole time. But then when the disease progresses, Neil and I go on to a subsequent therapy, whether it be T-DM1, whether it be capecitabine, trastuzumab, I do not keep the endocrine therapy going.
Why not?
Because I think that, first of all, we really don't have data to guide us there with regard to improving progression-free survival. And secondly, because I've not seen that, particularly when patients have been on anti-ER therapy and anti-HER2-based therapy, that the ER is a mechanism of escape. It's usually upregulation of the HER family or signaling through the PI3 kinase is another mechanism of resistance, but it's not about the estrogen receptor. And, you know, my feeling is that if I treat them again with the next anti-HER2-based therapy and they do well for a period of time, it may be, Neil, that the estrogen receptor becomes a mechanism of escape. But honestly, that's not a bad mechanism of escape because it gives me the opportunity to go in with, you know, fulvestrant and neratinib, you know, for example, or trastuzumab. But it's basically the lack of data, either preclinically or clinically, that the estrogen receptor remains important as a mechanism of escape for patients whose breast cancer progresses on anti-ER and anti-HER2-based therapy.